Just a heads up at the start, I'm a little sick. I got a sinus thing going on, so my voice sounds awful. I'm sorry about that, and I hope you will bear with me if you can.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it.
It's Monday, December 12th, 2024. Welcome to day 1413. Joe Biden issued a full and unconditional pardon for his son Hunter, despite repeatedly saying that he wouldn't interfere in his son's case or use his presidential powers to protect him. Biden said Hunter had been selectively and unfairly prosecuted, adding, "No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong." Biden continued, "There's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough." Hunter Biden was convicted in June on federal gun charges for lying about his addiction to crack cocaine when he purchased a gun. He separately entered a guilty plea in September to 9 federal tax charges for failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes. The pardon applies to all offenses that Hunter has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from January 1, 2014 through December 1, 2024. Some Democrats noted that Biden, who has frequently said no one is above the law, was effectively shielding Hunter from the consequences of a jury's decision to find him guilty. Republicans accused Biden of being a liar, a hypocrite, and said he was guilty of weaponizing the justice system. Moving on, Trump nominated Kash Patel as FBI director. Patel is a loyalist who has spread baseless deep state conspiracy theories and called for a purge of Trump's perceived enemies from the FBI. He has also publicly pledged to investigate and prosecute Trump's enemies in the media. In order to make Patel FBI director, however, Trump would have to fire current FBI director Christopher Wray, who Trump appointed in 2017 after firing his predecessor Jim Comey. The director of the FBI serves a 10-year term in office across multiple presidential administrations to ensure that the FBI is seen as not serving the political interests of a specific president. The job requires Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, Trump's pick to lead the Department of Defense was forced out of the 2 nonprofit advocacy groups that he ran for financial mismanagement, sexual misconduct, and for being intoxicated on the job. According to a previously undisclosed whistleblower complaint, Pete Hegseth and his management team sexually pursued female staffers and says that the organization ignored another staffer's alleged attempted sexual assault. The complaint also alleges that Hegseth was repeatedly drunk at work events while acting as the president of the Concerned Veterans of America, quote, to the point of needing to be carried out of the organization's events, end quote. In a separate report, a 2018 email from Hegseth's mother accused her son of being an abuser of women who belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego. Penelope Hegseth also condemned his treatment of his second wife, Samantha, the mother of his 3 children, during their divorce, writing, "For you to try to label her as unstable for your own advantage is despicable and abusive. Is there any sense of decency left in you?" She concluded, "On behalf of all the women, and I know it's many, you have abused in some way, I say get some help and take an honest look at yourself." Hegseth was previously investigated for a sexual assault of a woman attending a Republican event in California in 2017. He was never charged with a crime, but he entered into a non-disclosure agreement with the woman in 2020. Moving on, 2 Democratic senators urged Joe Biden to issue a policy directive to try and prevent Trump from deploying active-duty military forces domestically after he takes office. The letter from Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal asks Biden to clarify the Insurrection Act, which allows the president to deploy federal troops domestically during extreme situations like rebellion, insurrection, or civil unrest. Trump has previously suggested that he would use the military to respond to protests, to deport immigrants who do not have permanent legal status, and to go after his enemies from within. The senators warned that the Supreme Court decision granting presidential immunity for official acts means any ambiguity on the lawful use of military force coupled with President-elect Trump's demonstrated intent to utilize the military in such dangerous and unprecedented ways, may prove to be devastating. And finally, Trump warned that there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East and for those in charge if the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza are not released before his inauguration. Roughly 250 hostages were taken on October 7th, and about 100 of them remain in Gaza. Roughly a third are believed to be dead. Trump's latest statement came a few hours after the IDF announced that an American-Israeli hostage held by Hamas had died during the October 7th attack, and that his body was taken to Gaza.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.